I think it was definitely a good decision and one that was needed because the village is very crowded. There's so many athletes, so many coaches, and I think the virus would have just spread even more. And I think it was a good decision, but it's definitely probably hard for a lot of athletes to hear and figure out what that means for them going through the next year.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to COVID-19 Heroes. I'm your host, Lorraine Schneider, and today I have the honor of speaking with Olympic champion Madison Koshin. Maddie, a silver and gold medalist at the Rio Olympics, is now finishing up her senior year of college at UCLA. Due to COVID, her and her teammates' gymnastics season got cut short. What's already an unfortunate experience for athletes is even more heartbreaking for Maddie and fellow senior gymnasts for whom the sport does not continue after college. But in the face of all that, Maddie talks about the role of sports in helping slow the spread of the coronavirus. In the age of social distancing, there is no better gift than a go gift. What is a go gift? It's a way to give loved ones meaningful, personalized gifts by bringing together friends and family from all over the world. Everyone contributes by writing messages that get added to a personal, private website. One new message gets delivered every day, so the more messages, the longer the gift lasts, and the receiver will always have their own little slice of the internet to look back on. Head to gogift.com/COVID, that is GOGYFT.com/COVID. Go Gift, the gift that keeps on giving. Hi, Maddie. Thank you for being on today's show of COVID-19 Heroes. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So the world of sports has come to a complete standstill all over the world. And you were in the middle of your senior year competing for UCLA gymnastics when the NCAA canceled the rest of the season just 1 month before the national championship. So this was your last chance to compete in the sport that's been at the center of your life since you were a young child. How did you process the news?
It was pretty difficult at first. You know, when you do a sport, I've been doing gymnastics since I was 5 years old, and it's just been like part of my life for so long that it's just pretty much become my identity. So at first, just to hear like our senior meet was going to be canceled, and then Pac-12 championships were going to be canceled, and then eventually the whole season, it was definitely really hard to hear at first. But then once I kind of took a different perspective on, you know, everything else that was going on in the world and what we really needed as a community to come together, I think I was able to kind of process things and then look on the positive side of things and just be thankful that I got to compete in gymnastics for 18 years of my life and made so many memories and relationships and everything along the way. So more thankful coming out of it and looking at kind of a different perspective of things.
Yeah, that's great. Great to have that perspective. Do you think you would have done anything differently had you known that your meet at UCLA on March 8th was going to be the last meet of your career, especially on home turf?
It's always hard to kind of take ourselves back and if I would have done anything differently. But I mean, honestly, I was able to compete two events that meet, and we had like a few people that were like sick or just were planning on resting that meet. So I was able to compete floor too, which was really exciting instead of just competing bars. And so I think just being able to do that and be with my teammates and still make more memories, I think I don't have any regrets like looking back from competing that day. And even though it was like my last meet, I think I still am just like really thankful that I got to compete that meet and many other meets in the season as well.
So everything happened pretty quickly from there is a virus going around to now all sports are being canceled. That shift kind of happened pretty much overnight. Did that affect the way that you looked at the virus and its seriousness?
Yeah, I remember like in January when we were traveling, we were wearing masks. It was like the end of January and we were wearing masks like throughout the airport just because Mercedes, one of my teammates, her little brother just got through leukemia and stuff. And so we wanted to like make sure that she was protected so that she could still like go home and visit him and stuff and not carry anything. But then I feel like it died down a bit for like a month. And then all of a sudden in March, like you said, like overnight almost, it was kind of on the radar. And then after whatever that was, like March 8th, when we had what was our last competition. It was when we went into the gym the next week where it was like, oh, NBA is starting to cancel things and like it's starting to spread a lot faster. And it definitely became like really serious all of a sudden. Thinking back, I was like, if we were already wearing masks in like January, just because it was like kind of out there, but it was on the other side of the world, I wonder what would be different if we kind of shut things down a little bit sooner. And I mean, all of that's in hindsight, but it was crazy how everything just came like so fast. And then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, season's done.
Are you able to take some comfort in knowing that your sacrifice and that of other athletes has been instrumental in slowing the spread of COVID-19, because all events had been canceled and people didn't have to or couldn't congregate and come to the games?
Yeah, I got like a lot of different emails and texts and DMs and stuff like that from a bunch of different athletes going through the same thing. And even like healthcare workers and just people from like all over. It was really like inspiring and motivating to me to just like hear that stuff, that I have made a positive impact on other people. And I really want to do the same going forward in my next career, my next journey. But it's just like a warm feeling to know that so many young gymnasts and other people like look up to me and that I've changed their life somehow.
The 2020 Summer Olympic Games were scheduled to take place in Tokyo this summer. In March, the International Olympic Committee decided to postpone the Games until next July. Now, you're an Olympic champion who competed the last Olympics in Rio in 2016, so you know firsthand how crowded the venues and the Olympic Village get, which pretty much sounds like a recipe for a disaster, especially in a pandemic. Can you speak a little bit to the experience of being at the Olympic Games and how the virus would affect that?
I know it's affected a lot of athletes that were training for the summer, and I can't imagine what they're going through, because if I take myself back to 2016, you know, you work with your coaches and the national team coordinators and everyone to plan out like your timing so that you can peak at the right time. And now to have to wait a whole nother year, I don't know like what that would have meant for me. I mean, I had an injury at the beginning of 2016, so maybe it would have been giving me a little bit more time to prepare for other events besides bars. But I know a lot of them must be struggling trying to figure out if they can make it another year or stuff like that. But I think it was definitely a good decision and one that was needed, because like you mentioned, the village is very crowded. There's so many athletes, so many coaches, and it's just the interaction with each other and everything that you're touching and just coming into contact with each other is, you know, I think the virus would have just spread even more and possibly taking out so many athletes and not even letting them compete in their sports and stuff like that. So I think it was a good decision, but it's definitely probably hard for a lot of athletes to hear and figure out what that means for them going through the next year.
The one thing that's really unique about the fact that COVID-19 canceled the season early for gymnastics is the fact that there is no more gymnastics after graduating from college, essentially, unlike all other sports. I'm sure this was not how you pictured your final season as a senior and competing in the sport. So how have you been able to come to terms with the abrupt end of your career? Has anybody given you strength during this time, whether it's family or, like you said, your fans?
Gymnastics is definitely a different sport. And like you said, a lot of people from other sports may go on to like compete professionally in their sports or stuff like that. But, you know, I had my elite journey, my Olympic career before I came to college. So this was kind of the tail end of things. So it was really challenging to know that my last meet like wasn't really finishing on my own terms. But so many other people, like, of course, all of the other seniors around the country and gymnastics were going through the same thing. And I think it was nice to know that there are other people going through the same thing and that we could kind of lean on each other for what we needed, just because it was pretty difficult to not be able to finish on our own terms. But also just like really thankful for like my roommates and my senior class at UCLA and my family and friends that have just started like making sure when I came home, like just reminding me of like everything that I went through and like was able to overcome to have like a really incredible career and stuff like that, and just try to focus more on like the positive things in my career instead of like how the season in my career ended. So I think just trying to like, you know, take myself back and like think of all of the positive memories and stuff like that that I've had throughout the years of competing in gymnastics, and all the life lessons that gymnastics was able to teach me. And now I can take those going forward to my next career.
Your career goal is to become a physician assistant. Has the pandemic comforted you in the decision that medicine should be our next chapter?
So I think I want to go into like the orthopedic side of things, just because I've had a lot of injuries throughout my career and I've gotten to know more about the body and how everything works, and had a few cool like internships in the orthopedic field. But I think it's definitely, either way, I think it's definitely very rewarding just to know that you're able to help someone else. That's something that I've always really felt like that comforts me and makes me happy, is when I'm able to help someone else out. So although this is like definitely a scary time, and I know even a lot of orthopedic like physicians and surgeons and stuff are trying to help out as much as they can, going into different hospitals and units and stuff like that, it's definitely a scary feeling, because I can't imagine like what life is like going every single day into the hospital and putting all of the gear on and everything, and what the healthcare workers are going through right now. But I think at the end of the day, they are our heroes, and that's something that I feel like would be really rewarding to me no matter what.
So you've been back in Texas now for a couple of months. Have you seen stark differences being at home between California and Texas?
At the beginning, when I first got home, which was like kind of the end of March, everything was pretty much the same with the stay-at-home orders. I feel like the biggest difference is probably just Texas is starting to open things obviously way sooner than California. So we're only in like phase one of opening, I believe it is. Restaurants are like 25% like dining capacity, but they're like requiring you to wear masks like to a lot of places, like especially grocery stores and stuff like that. So honestly, it hasn't changed like what I've been doing that much. I've just been kind of staying at home, and like if I don't need to go anywhere, then that's better off for me to to try to just like stay healthy. So I feel like just the biggest thing is probably opening like sooner in Texas instead of like in California.
And how has the experience been taking all your courses online now?
It's been pretty challenging trying to navigate online school. I always went to school like in person. So I guess I felt like it was going to be harder. Like if I was doing homeschool, like in high school, it'd be definitely a lot harder for me to like teach myself. So that's probably one of the biggest differences, is I feel like the workload, like the homework and stuff, is probably a little bit more right now, because like the professors feel like, yeah, I can't speak for them, but it seems like they realize that we have more time, available time, since everyone's staying at home. But that's probably one of the challenging things, is the workload. And then also I feel like there's just a lot of learning on the side that's like being done by yourself. So I feel like I'm teaching myself quite a bit. But other than that, it is kind of nice to not have to like get dressed to go to class. But yeah.
Well, Maddie, your platform as an athlete comes with great responsibility, with millions of people of all ages and backgrounds looking up to you. You and the rest of your teammates are highly regarded, and I've heard from a lot of firsthand accounts of fans how much your attitude, especially that of you guys as seniors, that's been really inspiring to them. It would have been really easy to express your frustration and sadness, but instead you held your heads high and have handled the unfortunate situation with much grace. So thank you, Maddie, for sharing your story here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. And just want to like thank all of the healthcare workers and everyone that's still continuing to move the nation forward and protect us and try to keep us healthy.
I'd like to close off this episode by thanking Madison Koshin and all other athletes who are serving as great role models for others. The sports community as a whole has shared one message. Yes, this is devastating, but there are worse things, and we will be back together cheering for our favorite teams once it's safe. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, I'd be grateful if you shared it with a friend or even left a rating or review. You can follow the show on most major social media platforms. Just check out the episode description below. Stay well, stay healthy. Until next time, I'm your host, Lorraine Schneider.